SBI Group to launch a regulated yen stablecoin as early as this week. One of Japan's largest financial groups is about to put the yen on-chain under a license, rather than as a side project. SBI Group, a conglomerate valued at roughly $214 billion, will issue a regulated yen-linked stablecoin as early as this week, according to a Nikkei report relayed by Cointelegraph on June 23, 2026. The detail that matters is the word regulated. This is a licensed issuer moving deliberately, not an offshore experiment chasing yield. The timing sits against a soft market. As of June 23, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $62,427, down 3.4% on the day, with the Fear and Greed Index reading 20 fear. Stablecoin infrastructure tends to advance on its own clock, and this announcement is a case in point. Balance sheet plumbing, not price speculation. A megabank-scale issuer changes the weight class most yen stablecoin activity until now has come from smaller fintechs and trust bank pilots. SBI is a different counterparty. The group runs a securities arm, a banking arm, and a long crypto track record through SBI VC Trade and its partnership history with Ripple in Asia. A token backed and operated by an entity of this size carries distribution and credibility that a thinly capitalized startup cannot match. For a stablecoin, the identity of the issuer is most of the product. A token is only as reliable as the reserves behind it and the legal claim a holder has on redemption. When the issuer is a $214 billion regulated financial group, the counterparty question shifts from, will this survive a bad week, to, is this integrated into the banking and settlement system? That is the gap SBI is positioned to close for the yen. Japan's licensing regime made this possible. Japan was early to write stablecoins into law. Its revised Payment Services Act limits fiat-referenced stablecoin issuance to licensed banks, trust companies, and registered fund transfer operators, and ties redemption rights to those regulated entities. The framework is restrictive by design, which is why issuance has been slow and why a large incumbent moving now is notable. That structure is the opposite of the dollar stablecoin path, where USDT and USDC scaled first, and regulation arrived later. Japan put the rules in front, then waited for issuers willing to operate inside them. SBI stepping forward suggests the economics finally pencil out for a major group to ship a compliant product rather than watch from the sidelines. Yen tokens address a gap dollar stablecoins leave open. The stablecoin market is overwhelmingly dollar denominated. For a Japanese business settling domestic invoices, a payroll run, or a treasury sweep, a dollar token introduces foreign exchange exposure on every leg. A regulated yen stablecoin removes that mismatch and lets value move on-chain in the unit a Japanese counterparty actually books in. The near-term uses are unglamorous and real. Faster domestic settlement between institutions, programmable corporate payments, and a bridge between bank deposits and on-chain rails. This lines up with a broader pattern of regulated banks and payment firms testing tokenized settlement, including Tossbank's Solana remittance trials and MoneyGram's move to run a Solana validator. The common thread is incumbents treating stablecoins as settlement infrastructure rather than a trading chip. Spending in the wider yen rail, for now this is an institutional settlement instrument, not a consumer card product. A regulated yen token does not automatically reach a stablecoin spending card or a checkout flow. Those connections require separate wallet, on-ramp, and acquirer integrations that follow issuance rather than ship with it. The longer-term read matters for anyone who spends across borders. A credible yen stablecoin from a major issuer expands the menu of stable assets that wallets and payment apps can support, and it gives users in and around Japan a domestic currency option that does not route through the dollar. As more regulated issuers come online, the set of currencies you can hold and pay with on-chain widens beyond the dollar tokens that dominate today. The cost layers that apply to any card spending, network spread, and conversion at the point of sale do not vanish, but the currency mismatch penalty does shrink when the token already matches the bill. One caution worth keeping, the Nikkei report describes an imminent launch, and as early as this week is a plan with a date attached, not a settled fact. Details on reserve structure, the specific license used, and which networks the token will run on were not confirmed at the time of writing. Those specifics will determine how usable the token actually is.